Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Pesach. Of course, there is something missing from Pesach this year, and that is that the Geula did not come, the redemption did not come, we didn't see Mashiach, and therefore we have to keep doing more Torah mitzvahs and learning more about Mashiach and Geula to speed up the process. Now, I want to tell you a brief story, and it has to do with Seder, with Pesach, Passover, and that is that one year, many years ago, maybe it was 30, 40 years ago, there were some people who had an idea. Their idea was that at the Seder table, there should be some reminder, something in memory of those Jewish people who, Olenu, as we call them, Kodeshim, holy people, that passed away during the Holocaust, during the Shoah. And of course, it was a terrible tragedy. As you all probably know, that there were 6 million Jewish people that were killed by the Nazis, may their name be erased, wiped out. And of course, it's a very beautiful thing to do something to remember them. And therefore, they had an idea. These people had an idea. Let's have an empty chair at the Seder to be in memory of the Jewish people that are not here because they were, Olenu, unfortunately, wiped out, killed in the Holocaust. And they came to the Lubavitcher Rebbe and they said, Rebbe, can you please support this idea? Because if you, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, supports this idea, it will spread all over the entire world and everybody will have an empty chair at their Seder to be in memory of the victims of the Holocaust. Those Jews who unfortunately lost their lives. So the Rebbe answered as follows. He said, rather than have an empty chair at the Seder, why not have a full chair at the Seder? Meaning that a person who's usually not at the Seder should be invited and come to the Seder. This way, instead of having a chair in which nobody's sitting, you'll have a chair in which somebody additional is sitting. And that's really the idea, to have more and more and more people involved in the Seder. As a matter of fact, the Rebbe points out that this Haggadah speaks about four sons, but the truth is there's a fifth son. Who is the fifth son? It's the one that does not come to the Seder because he doesn't know about Pesach, or he doesn't think it's for him, or her, of course, it could be a girl also. And these are the people that are so removed from Torah and mitzvahs that they don't even perhaps know that there's such thing as a Seder, or they don't realize that it's important. And we have to reach out to them way ahead of Pesach time to bring them close so they'll be in the Seder. And they could be the person who's in the extra chair. So we have an extra chair at our Seder, but we fill it with a Jewish person instead of having it empty. And so too, whenever we can, before holidays, before Shabbos, or just on a regular Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Monday, to constantly try to keep our eyes open and our ears open, to reach out to another Jew who is not so familiar with Torah mitzvahs, and to help them to discover Yiddishkeit, to help them to discover Judaism, Torah and mitzvahs, Hashem, and this way, since every Jewish person has a spark of godliness, a godly soul, they all want to be involved in Torah mitzvahs. They may not feel that they want it, but inside they do. This way we can bring more and more Jews closer and closer, and in this way quicken the coming of Mashiach. May it happen immediately, if not sooner. As the Rebbe says, take it from miyad. Not just miyad, immediately, but takef, which is perhaps even quicker. Or maybe miyad is even quicker than takef. But a double expression, both takef umiyad, immediately and immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.